9. I will fight no more forever. For centuries, the Nez Perce called Oregon's Wallowa Valley home. Then, in 1876, the U.S. government ordered this Native American tribe to move to a reservation. A few bands rebelled. These groups began fighting two wars, one with the U.S. Army, the other with nature. The groups needed meat and hides for the coming winter. Stopping to hunt meant risking death at the hands of the pursuing army. Pushing on to the safety of the Canadian border meant death at the hands of nature. The Nez Perce stopped to hunt on September 30, 1877. Before they could continue on to Canada, their pursuers caught up. They fought all day. When night fell, the Nez Perce dug shelter pits for the women and children. They dug rifle pits for the warriors. Snow fell for 5 days and nights. The Nez Perce huddled in their pits while rifle bullets and cannon shells rained down on them. On the afternoon of October 5, 1877, Chief Joseph and 5 warriors approached General Howard of the U.S. Army. After handing over his rifle, Joseph spoke. "The little children are freezing to death. My people, some of them, have run away to the hills and have no blankets, no food. No one knows where they are, perhaps freezing to death. I want to have time to look for my children and see how many I can find. Maybe I shall find them among the dead. I am tired. My heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." Joseph was speaking for the Nez Perce that afternoon, but he might have been speaking for all Native Americans. The U.S. government mission to confine the first Americans was now nearly over.